Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. It is officially a quarter of the way through 2019. It's the end of March and beginning of April, which is a good opportunity to take a look at how far we've come this year already. And I was doing this and reflecting back on the last few months and even the last year. And I, for the first time in so long, felt genuinely proud of myself. To be honest, it was the craziest feeling because there was no judgment, there were no shoulds or expectations, just a very calm sense of being proud of myself. If you think about it, can you really remember a time when someone said they were proud of you, like in those exact words? Because people often say it indirectly, like, thank you, or you did a great job, but I'm proud of you isn't always something we hear directly in those exact words. I think being proud of ourselves is a hard thing to do and a hard thing to say out loud. And I think it's one thing we often overlook. And I don't think the first thing we all think about when describing how we feel about ourselves is proud. I think we're more programmed to automatically look at the negatives or things we dislike about ourselves because that's just easier. And it's easier to come up with the things that we don't like versus the things that we do. It's also so much easier to tell other people how proud of them we are than to tell ourselves that. But it's funny because we know ourselves the most out of anyone, and we know the struggles we face on a daily basis and the drive that it takes to keep on going. So shouldn't that make us all super proud of ourselves? In the last little bit, I felt a lot more grounded in who I am compared to who I was. And I'm really proud of the person I'm turning into because I'm learning how to stand my ground, how to pave my own path and do the things that align with what I want to be doing. And I don't feel guilty about it. And I don't feel awkward about it or like people won't understand. I don't feel so much expectation to do certain things or pressure that I'm not making the right choices that other people want me to make. And I realized that a lot of who I was someone that did what other people expected of me. So all the shoulds, if you will, you know, you should do XYZ because someone told you to do it. It's not that we don't want to take the advice that people give us. It's just that sometimes when advice is given, when it isn't asked for, it's filled with other people's emotions, perspectives, and their life experiences that don't always relate to us and what we're going through or the way we think about the current situation. But anyways, I'm so proud that I've been able to come to this realization, to realize what it is or isn't serving me anymore, to know where my heart is truly invested, recognizing the people that I want to be around every day. It's not always easy to know these things and it doesn't happen overnight, but it's absolutely something to be proud about. I think when you can be genuinely proud of yourself without judgment or additional thoughts of self-doubt or any kind of thoughts like that running through your head, it brings this sense of peace, which, if you listen to my last episode, is my biggest definition for true happiness, is complete peace. This feeling of pride or love for yourself is something that takes time and it can't be bought, it can't be traded, and no amount of wealth can bring it to you. It happens with the hours of self-reflection and mindfully choosing to pick a happier, more fulfilling thought. It comes in the little moments and the big moments, and it's being present in life and being grateful for what you have. If you've ever felt proud of yourself, that's absolutely amazing. And sincerely, it's one of the best feelings. Take those moments, sit in them, and celebrate them because you so deserve it. And it's so hard to realize and to achieve. It also means that when you don't feel proud of yourself, that you have the opportunity to look inward and understand what it is that's making you feel this way, because it's an opportunity to check in with yourself and see what's off balance and why. The more you learn and lean into the nudges life sends you, the more you grow into the areas that you're meant to. You guys, life is happening for you. It's not happening to you. So if there are challenges along the way, the most purposeful perspective is to ask yourself what this moment is teaching you and what you can learn from it. Why is this happening for you and what can you learn from it? These things that you love so much will then start to stick with you, and you realize when you aren't doing them or you don't create the space in your life for what you need, you'll actually start to feel out of whack and out of balance, and you know, you make space for self-doubt to start creeping in. You know, also one of the key contributors to feeling proud or being proud of yourself is being grateful. I literally count my blessings and list what I'm grateful for each morning, whether it's in my head or on a piece of paper or just as I'm getting ready for the day. It doesn't always have a dedicated time in my morning because I'll be honest, that morning routine isn't always 100%, but it's making the time between the things that you're doing to feel grateful for the things that are so wonderful in your life. When you're grateful and actively choosing to think positively, you realize how precious time and people are. And this puts everything back into perspective for me that, you know, the little things and the things that are making you upset and the little speed bumps really aren't that big of deals, because when you take the time to put a new perspective on it, it really changes what you think and how you feel about a particular situation. I've always been someone who can get so riled up into the stresses of life really easily, but saying what I'm grateful for out loud literally changes my mood in that moment and brings me back to reality. So the reality that we're here for right now, for today, and we have the power to make it whatever we want to and leave our mark in whatever way we choose. And honestly, you guys, at the end of the day, give yourself the credit you deserve. You work freaking hard and you do a lot, and you live in a society that makes us feel like we're never doing enough or working enough, or that we work too much but we don't make enough but we deserve more, and et cetera, et cetera, all these different things. But we don't deserve more though. We have everything we need in this moment in our lives. And if what you have isn't enough for you, start counting your blessings and start listing what you're grateful for, because I guarantee you that even though you think you have the shittiest situation, everyone else around you has it better than you do, the actual stuff that you have in your life is way more than enough to make your heart happy. It also comes down to your values though too. I mean, if you value specific things and you don't have them, you'll generally feel more unhappy. But at the end of the day, what is really important in life is the relationships you have, how kind you are to people, how you give back in the world, you know, what you do on a daily basis to make this world a nicer place for everybody involved. And with those things, life gives you back the things that you value. But you need to be able to take a moment to appreciate all of those good things, because when you're not appreciative for them, no amount of money or house or car or things or kids or family or whatever will ever make you happy, because you're not grateful for all the stuff that you do have. You know, I always come on here and I share my opinion, but these topics and things that I've learned are really specific to me and my experiences. So it might not always resonate with you, and you might not always agree or think the same thing, but I believe that we can offer the world more by being good people. And the way we can be good people is by reflecting and being the best version of ourselves. You know, we don't choose the family we're born into, and we're not all given the same opportunities in life. And some people work more than others. Some people may never have to work and have everything they ever want. Our situations as humans are all unique, and that's okay, and it's the way it's meant to be. And I'm certainly not discounting that. It's just that we all have a choice in our behavior. We all have a choice in how we react. And we all have a choice in how we want to show up in the world and be who we are. We get to choose to bring more kindness to the lives of other people, regardless of our situations. So for me and my experiences, this is the ultimate gift, and it leads to the most peace within ourselves, and is really what got me thinking about how proud I was in the first place. I hope that after hearing this, you're able to find a sense of pride or being proud of yourself within yourself. I hope that you're able to kind of dig deep and uncover the things that make you really proud and celebrate all of the wins that you've had in your life. You know, the big ones, the small ones, it really doesn't matter. Celebrate who you are, what you do, and how proud you are of yourself, and take a moment to recognize that. And if you can't do that today and right now, make that your goal for this week and truly take the time to dive inwards, take a look, and see what really makes you proud, because I guarantee you it's going to make you feel so, so good, you guys. I'm wishing you a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness.
Please leave a comment or review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.